Very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer and then we can get started. Lord, we want to thank you again for your kindnesses to us. The sun is shining and we've had a good lunch and we all say thank you, Lord. Help us now as we turn to the study of your word again. Encourage us from it, we pray. We give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, very, very nice. Hello to everybody. We have been studying in Hebrews chapter 11.
我们一直在学习希伯来书11章。
And we've looked at the faith of Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abram and Sarah and Isaac and Jacob and all the way down, including Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel, many, many wonderful men of God. And they all believed God. And frankly, they all believed God in difficult circumstances. And you and I are here to, sorry.
看到了以诺的信心，也看到了罗亚的信心，也看到了亚伯拉罕、以撒的信心，也看到了以撒，还有雅各的信心，也看到了三孙啊、杰弗塔了，还有大卫啊，还有其他的一些人的信心。所以呢，这些人所有人的信心呢，都是在他们的人生非常艰难的时候，看到了他们的信心。 Go ahead.
Did you hear that?
No.
Norma has just arrived.
The Lois concert.
Is the door squeaked?
No door squeaked anymore.
Okay. Just close that door. All right. So anyway, we're all here now. Norma's with us. So we're all heaving a sigh of relief. She made it very well.
Two
things about the life of faith. All of those we've mentioned had marvelous lives. Wonderful things to bless them.
关于信心的人生那两件事，我们所有的看到那些事呢，在他们身上呢，都有非常神奇的事情，而且也有极大的赐福在他们身上。And
they all had some very, very hard things.
因为他们也同样的面临着很多很多艰难的事情。And
Abel lost his life.
亚伯呢，失去了他的性命。And
Noah lost the old world before he got the new world.
所以呢，挪亚呢，失去了整个旧的世界，在他得到整个新的世界之前。And
Abraham had the distresses at the end of his life of Ishmael and Hagar and Lot.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕呢，在他的 人生的后期呢，也遇到了很多麻烦事儿，就是那个夏家啦，还有那个以实玛利亚，还有后来的那些人。And
you and I all have both, all the great blessings of God and the difficulties and the trials of faith and the heartaches and sorrows.
所以我们所有的人都跟那些人一样，我们都得到了神的极大的赐福，也得到了同样在我们人生中也经历了痛苦、苦难，还有心痛。
And the question is, are we going to continue to believe God if there are some difficult days ahead.
问题是我们会继续献什么? 如果在我们人生的前面摆着一些艰难的时刻,
we say, yes, Lord, we're going to follow you, but it's true, some days are harder than others.
所以呢,我们说是的,主啊, 我们会, 跟随您, 就算是, 将来的, 一天比一天更加的艰难, 我们也要跟随您。
And so we're going to go back now to Hebrews 11, verse 39.
我们要看看希伯来书第十一章的第三十一节。
And it says, these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised.
39节,对不起,希伯来书第十一章39节,这些人都是因信得了美好的证据,却仍未得着所应许的。
What they didn't get was the fullness of the land.
所以他们没有得到的东西呢,就是
They didn't get the eternal life. They didn't get the blessings of a new body and a new existence. They didn't get that any more than we do.
所以呢,他们也没有得到那个永生,也没有得到那个新的那个身体,要他们要继承在你,就跟我们一样,他们不会比我们先得到。
Like Abraham, we say, we believe God, even if we have to sacrifice Isaac to get him back again so that the promises can be fulfilled.
因为我们就像亚伯拉罕一样说,就算我们面临着要把我们的爱子像像以撒那样献上,尽管我们知道我们还会重新得到他,因为这样呢,是因为要使一些
The life of faith is we believe God and we get the blessings of some things, but we don't get everything at this time. We'll get everything someday. We just don't get everything now.
信心的人生呢,就是我们会得到一些神的赐福。 但是不会得到所有的神的赐福,就是尤其是现在,但是我们将来在某一天一定会得到所有神给我们的赐福。So
verse 40 says, God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
所以第40节说,因为神给我们预备了更美的事儿。
Now, what is better for us is that we can look back and see the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been brought into all his blessings with far more knowledge and, frankly, closeness, far more closeness to God than they got. But just as they had not been made perfect when they died, so we will not be made perfect when we die.
所以呢,他们就是说那些人在信心的人在死的时候,他们并没有得到完美,所以当我们死的时候,我们也不会得到完美。
But when the rapture comes, they're going to rise, we're going to rise, or if we're alive, we'll join them both, and then we go up to heaven together. And that's what's referred to here. So that only together with us, they may be made perfect.
这个呢,当那个教会被提的时候,来到的时候呢, 他们会被提到空中,我们也会被提到空中,如果我们当时还活着的话,也会被提到空中跟他们在一起。所以呢,这就是这一节经文的意思,就是说呢,若他们若没有我们,也不能就说得到完全。So
it's very exciting. One day, I am going to be perfect.
所以呢,这是 非常令我兴奋的,因为有一天呢, 我会变得完美。
I went to university for a long time. Nobody ever said to me, you're perfect.
现在在大学里学习了很久，但是从来没有人跟他说过他是完美的。
I went to work morning after morning, day after day, month after month, year after year. My boss never said to me, Harold, you're perfect.
现在他参加工作，一个早上一个早上的，一天一天的，一个月一个月的，一个星期一个星期，一年一年的，他老板从来没有说他是完美。
And I just can't believe how many mistakes I make in life.
所以我甚至都不敢相信我在我的人生中犯了多少错误。
But one day, at the rapture, you're going to look at me and you're going to say, you are perfect.
所以呢，将来有一天在教会被提的时候，你会看见我，你就会说。 啊，你是完美的。
And I'm going to say to you, you are perfect.
我也会跟你们说，你们都是完美的。
And I'll forgive you if you say you're so different than you used to be, I can't even recognize you.
所以呢，我会原谅你，如果你当时跟我说，啊，你改变极其的大，跟你以前完全不一样，我甚至都认不出你来。
We get to be perfect.
所以我们会变得完美。But
we get to be perfect, remember, two ways.
所以呢，我们要变得完美呢，要记住两个A。
We were made perfect because the Lord Jesus died for us and he forgave us our sins when we trusted him as Savior.
所以呢，当那个
But we are also made perfect as we go through the difficulties and the trials of life, the trials of faith. All of these are designed to make us practically perfect.
在经历我们人生的那些所有的苦难，所有的那些对信心的试验，对我们人生的试验以后呢，我们实际上是在实践的过程中，让我们逐渐变得完美。We
were made positionally perfect when we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
所以呢，当时呢，我们相信了主耶稣基督为我们救主以后呢，我们在我们本身的这个位置上是完美的。We
are made practically perfect as we continue to believe him in the difficulties of life.
所以呢，我们让我们在实践中呢变得越来越完美的是当我们在人生苦难的时候，我们继续信他。
And that then is the introduction to chapter 12.
这个呢就是12章的那个一个介绍。
Chapter 12 and verse 1, a verse that many have memorized. It's such a wonderful summary of life. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
所以呢，第十二章，希伯来书第十二章第一节呢，是一节很好经，我们很多人都把它背下来。这些经文是这样说的：我们既有这么许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。
Should I keep going in the Christian life when it gets difficult?
所以呢，这个是让我们在我们的基督徒人生中呢，让我们继续前行，当在困难的时候。
And the answer is, of course, Abel did, Noah did, Enoch did, Abram did, Isaac did, they all did. We're just going to be like them.
那当然，我们在我们人生苦难时候要继续前行，因为亚伯那么做了，然后呢，以诺那么做了。 罗亚也那么做了，然后呢，亚伯拉罕也那么做了，以撒也那么做了。如果他们都能做到，我们也能够做到。
What are the two things that could be a problem to us?
这两件事呢，对我们来说呢，可能是一个问题。
Number one, all the circumstances and the difficulties of life.
所以第一个呢，是所有的我们人生的那些环境和那些困难。
And sometimes I say, I don't know if I want to carry on. I'd rather stay in bed this morning.
因为有时候呢，我们会跟自己说呢，我不知道我今天我还不能不能够继续下去，我宁愿在床上躺着今天早上。
If I rise today, I've got this problem, that problem, the other problem. I don't know that I want to carry on.
今天如果我从床上起来，我就会面临这样的问题，那样的问题，我根本不想，不知道我能不能够面对。
And so verse 1 says, Harold, you remember Isaac, you remember Jacob, you remember Joshua, sorry, Joseph, you get up, let's get going.
所以呢，第一节说呢， Harold, 你记得那个以撒，你记得雅各，你记得约瑟，所以 Herod 起床，我们继续。
But it isn't just the circumstances that could cause us to stumble and stop. It's the sin that could cause us to stumble and stop.
所以呢，不光是周围的环境能够让我们被绊倒，让我们停止去做，同样是罪呢，也可以让我们绊倒，让我们停止去做。
It's the temptation to sin tomorrow that's the problem.
所以呢，明天呢，那罪对我们的诱惑呢，这是一个问题。
It's the failure of yesterday and today when there was sin in the life that's the problem.
所以呢，是昨天你的失败，是因为罪在你的人生中，也这也是一个问题。
And so the devil would say two things to Harold. Number one, your problems are too great.
所以呢，魔鬼会跟 Harold 说两件事。第一件事呢，就是你的罪太重了。
And number two, you're not a good guy. You did that bad thing.
所以第二条呢，是因为你是个坏人，所以你才干的那个坏事。
And because of these men that we saw in chapter 11, verse 1 says, we're going to throw off all those things that would slow us down or hinder us, and we're going to run with patience the race that's set before us.
那这个呢，因为这样的事情呢，第一节呢就说呢，因为十一章的所有的人的信心，所以呢，我们要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，诚心忍耐，跑那摆在我们前途的赛程。
How do we keep going? Answer, we set our eyes on Jesus.
我们怎样让我们继续前行呢？因为我们仰望主耶稣。
That's verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
第二节说呢，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
How do we get through the Christian life? Number one, we look around at all those great men of faith that we read about in Hebrews 11, and the great men of faith that we know even today.
所以呢，我们怎么去让我们的基督徒人生继续呢？我们环顾四周，看到那么多的过去的那么有信心的人在那里，甚至今天我们仍然能见到很多有信心的人。
And the other thing we do is we keep looking to Jesus.
另外一件事我们要做的是呢，我们仰望主耶稣。
You probably noticed that if you go into some offices, You will find in a man's office a picture on the corner of his desk.
所以呢，你们大家可以注，有可能注意到了，如果你去参观一个人的办公室，特别是男人的办公室，你会看到他的办公桌上有他家人的照片摆在上面。
He will often have a picture of his wife, maybe a picture of his wife and family, on the corner of his desk.
所以通常呢，他会在他的办公桌的那个角落上摆着他妻子的照片，也许是他妻子和他的孩子们的照片。
Why does he do that?
他为什么要那么做呢？
Well, in part to remind him what life is all about.
所以呢，也一部分原因呢，是来提醒他人生的意义是什么。
And his wife is there in picture, and he knows that she loves him, and he loves her, and he keeps going, in part just because of that wonderful woman that he knows.
所以呢，他的妻子的照片在那里，他知道呢，他妻子爱他，他也爱他妻子。所以在他的他继续前行的一部分原因呢，是因为那有一个非常美丽的妇女爱着他。
And the Christian goes through life looking unto Jesus.
所以呢，基督徒呢，继续我们的人生呢，是我们仰望主耶稣。
Some of us were studying the other night the sermon that Stephen preached.
所以呢，有些人呢，在其他的晚上学习的时候呢，听到那个 Stephen 他讲的一篇道。
We read about that in Acts chapter 7.
所以呢，我们在使徒行传的第七章，我们读到了那个。
And he preaches a very powerful sermon, a very direct sermon against his audience, showing them that they are sinners in God's sight.
所以呢，他当时讲那篇道的时候呢，语言用的非常重。对他的观众来说，说你们这些人都是在神眼里是罪人。
And the end of his sermon, when they are killing him with stones, he looks up and he says, I can see Jesus.
所以呢，在那个斯蒂凡他那个他的那篇讲道结束的时候呢，他说我看见了主耶稣。
God says, that's what will keep you going. You keep looking to Jesus.
所以呢，这就是神说的，你们要怎么样继续保持前行呢？你一直仰望主耶稣。
Now, he's the answer to that question.
所以呢，主呢，是那个，主耶稣是那个问题的答案。
The answer is,His attitude in the difficulties of life was, he kept his eye on the joy set before him.
这个答案呢，就是说主耶稣基督呢，在他那个困难的时候呢，他看着那因摆在前面的喜乐而忍受了一切苦难。
How did they win the Olympics?
他们怎么赢得那个奥林匹克比赛啊？
Well, they said the training and the rigor is too hard, but if I win, it's going to be worth it. If I win, it'll be worth it.
所以他们说训练呢非常苦的，然后那个是一直在保持训练更苦，所以呢他说如果我得了奖牌，那就知道。
Now Jesus, for the joy set before him, endured the cross.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，因为摆在前面的喜乐呢，就忍受了十字架。
And the man who is in the Olympics, for the joy set before him, he endures all the pain of training, all the rigors of training, and all the desperation of fighting at the very end.Striving with everything he's got in order to win that race.
所以呢，实际上那个赢得那奥林匹克奖牌的那些运动员呢，他们在训练的时候呢，他极其的艰苦， 而且也是说要忍受很多的痛苦，然后在那个甚至在比赛的最后那一段时间呢，他们都是已经都感到绝望了，所以这些他们忍受这些呢，都是因为他们看着呢摆在前面的那个他赢了那比赛的那个名次。
What's the joy that was set before Jesus?
那么呢，喜乐摆在主耶稣基督前面的是什么呢？
And the answer is simple but profound. The joy set before him was you and me.
答案是呢，摆在主耶稣面前的喜乐是非常简单，但是也是极其深刻的。
It's just a little bit overwhelming, but it's true.
那些喜乐就是你与我，对我们来说可能难以理解，但确实是。
Jesus said,I'm going to endure the cross because when I do, I'm going to have the joy of welcoming Roy and Harold and Linda and Hong, Lydia and Hong and Josh and Vic and Emily and all the way down. He had us in mind when he went to the cross.
因为主耶稣基督他忍受十字架上的那些苦难呢，因为他看到前面摆在的喜乐，他会就有了 Howard， 有了我，有了 Linda， 有了 Josh， 有了老王，有了 Emily， 有了 Jim， 有了 John， 有了 Linda， 有了 Haley， 有了 Sharon， 有了 Phoebe， 有了 Michael， 有了林梅，有了 Steve， 有了 Sandy， 有了 Dora， 有了陆航，有了 Julie， 有了Sharon， 有了 Ivy， 有了 Nancy， 有了我们所有的人，所以他忍受了那些苦难。
It's marvelous, isn't it?
这个是很神奇的，是不是？
He went to the cross in order to get us.
所以他上十字架是为了得到我们。
And we endure the difficulties of life.And the trial of faith, because we are going to get him.
因为我们也是在忍受了我们人生中的试炼，度过了那些艰难的时刻，这样呢，我们可以得到主耶稣。
Now I use the illustration of the Olympics.
所以我常常用那个奥林匹克运动做举例。
And there's a difference between our story and the Olympics.
因为我们的故事呢，跟奥林匹克故事有一点不同。
The problem is this: in the Olympics, there's only one person who gets gold.
所以呢，这个问题就是在奥林匹克比赛中呢，只有一个人可以拿到金牌。
There's only three people who get a medal.
只有那个三个人才能得到那个奖牌。
And around the world, there are many thousands of athletes who would like to have been one of those three or one of those one.
因为在整个世界上呢，有成千上万的人，他们那些运动员，他们想要成为那三个人中间的一个，或者那第一个得金牌的一个人。
So the people enter the Olympics hoping that they might be a winner.
所以呢，那些参加奥林匹克比赛的人呢，他们希望他们能够赢。
And we live the life of faith, knowing that we will be the winner. We will get Jesus.
所以呢，我们作为我们信心的人生呢，我们知道我们一定会赢，我们一定会成为那个赢的那个人，因为我们都会得到主耶稣。
Well, that's just a marvelous conviction. It's wonderful.
所以这是一个极其神奇的一个事情，非常的奇妙。
Now the Lord Jesus, verse 2 says, He had the joy set before Him. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. And now He's set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
第二节继续说主耶稣因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右手边。
He believed God. He saw the joy. He endured the shame. He endured the pain. And now he's sitting down. We do the same. 3 says, consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
第三节说,那忍受罪人这样顶撞的,你们要思想免得疲倦灰心。
So the question is, why do we go to the breaking of bread every single Sunday morning?
这个问题是为什么我们每个星期天的早上都要去领圣餐呢?
And the answer is quite simple. We do so because we want to continue to remember him.
所以呢,这个答案非常简单,我们这么做的目的呢,就是要记住我们的主耶稣。
What could happen if we were to forget him?
所以如果你忘记了主耶稣基督会发生什么?
We could grow weary and lose heart.
我们会变得疲倦灰心。
And so we just keep on looking at him, and as we look at him, we get stronger. And as we look at him, our heart becomes warmer. And we say, what we need is more Jesus. And we get through the week. Many years ago, my friend came to me and said, Harold, do you know what happened to me recently?
很多年前我的一个朋友来告诉我,他说, Harold, 你知道最近在我身上发生了什么事情吗?
I said, no, Jim, what happened to you?
我说,不知道在你身上发生了什么呢?
He said, I got mad at God.
他说我生神的气了。He
said, I got so mad at God, I said, I'm not going to read my Bible again.
所以他说我生神的气,生气到如此的程度,我说呢,我不再读圣经了。He
said, I'm not going to pray.
他说我也不会祷告了。He
said, I'm not going to go to any meeting.
他说我也不会参加任何的
He said, Harold, I did that for 3 weeks.
他说,Harold呢,那我就像这样三个星期了。He
said, Harold, have you ever done that?
他说,Harold,你有没有那么做过呢?
I said, no, Jim, I've never done that.
他说,Jim,我没有,我从来没有这么做过。He
said, Harold, don't ever do that, it's terrible.
他说,Harold,你不要永远不要像我那么去做,那个是太可怕了。And
he learned never to do that.
所以他学会了永远不会那么去做。And
to the best of my knowledge, though he lives long away, I believe he still loves Jesus today.
所以呢,这结果呢,就是说,据我所知,今天呢,他仍然爱着主耶稣。Don't
ever separate yourself from Jesus. Don't ever stop looking at him because you don't want to grow weary and lose heart.
要一直呢,仰望主耶稣基督,因为你不想变得疲倦灰心。Now
the writer to the Hebrews in verse 4 reminds us saying, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
所以在希伯来书的作者在第四节说,你们与罪恶相争,还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
Okay, some people say, do you know my life is hard?
有些人说呢,你说,跟我说,你知道吗,我的人生不容易啊。
I say, yes, I think I understand your life is hard.
所以我说,是,我理解你的人生不容易。
Is it so hard that you were beaten up for your faith?
所以呢，这个不容易到一个程度，它能够战胜你的信心吗？
Most of us say no.
大部分人说还没有。
Is it so hard that they killed you? That's what happened to Jesus. They shed his blood.
所以呢，这个不容易到那种程度，他们把你杀了吗？ 就像他们杀了主耶稣基督那样，主耶稣基督为我们流血。
Okay, and so we say, Lord, I know it's difficult, but it's not that difficult. It could be worse.
我们跟主说的主啊，我们知道这个不容易，但是还没有不容易到那种程度，尽管会变得更加的难。
So keep on rejoicing. We haven't suffered as much as Jesus suffered.
所以大家一直要保持喜乐，因为我们还没有忍受到主耶稣基督所忍受的那样的苦难。But
now there's a totally different side of it. And it's verse 5. And you have forgotten the word of exhortation that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you.
因为我们第五节呢，转换到一个完全不同的视角。第五节是这样说：你们又忘了，那劝你们，如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。Why
are there difficulties in life?
所以呢，在我们人生的有很难的时候。
Well, it's all part of the discipline or the training that God has for us.
所以这些难处呢，都是主来管教我们或者责备我们的一部分。When
I was a boy, my mother, my father would ask me to do things that I didn't want to do.
当他是个小男孩的时候呢，他爸爸妈妈呢总是要他去做一些他不想做的事儿。
And I had to say, all right, I will do them because I believe my mother and my father are training me so that I can be a better boy and one day be a better man.
所以呢，我就说呢，我会照着我父母的话去做，因为我的父母这么做的目的呢，是来训练我，训练我呢，这样呢，我会变成一个 更好的小男孩，将来会变成一个更好的男人。I
had two big problems when I was a boy.
因为呢，当他是个小男孩的时候，他有两个大问题。Number
one was I was lazy.
第一呢，是我很懒。Number
two was I didn't like to work.
第二条呢，是我不喜欢工作。
And my mother and father would say, I would like you to do this now. And I would say to myself, I would rather play.
因为我的父母会跟我说呢，Harold，你把这个事情做了，我自己说呢，我宁愿我去玩。And
they had to train me to work.
他们必须来训练我去工作。
And frankly, it wasn't easy.
当然呢，不是很容易的。Now,
I think some of you might be like that. I think maybe we're all like that.
我认为呢，你们中间有些人呢，可能跟我一样的。也许呢，你们所有人都跟我一样。So
the Lord trains us. He disciplines us. The word we sometimes use in English is he chastises us, which means he has to punish us in order to get us to do what's right.
这里讲到的呢，就是说，管教、责备，有时候这个责备这个词呢，所以呢，他必须惩罚我们，所以我们才可以照着他的话去做。Verse
6 explains why, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. And he punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
第六节说明的原因，因为主所爱的，必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Why the difficulties in life? Answer, because the Lord loves us.
为什么我们在人生中有这么多的困难呢？答案是主爱我们。
Sometimes children say, sometimes adults say, if you really loved me, you wouldn't allow this problem. If you really loved me, you wouldn't teach me this.
因为有时候小孩说，有时候大人也会说，说如果你真的爱我，你就会容忍这些事情，你就会教我一些事情。
And God says the only reason you got the problem is because I do love you. And I've got to train you, I've got to teach you, and you will only learn if I teach you in a way that's just a little bit hard.
医生说呢，如果我允许在你人生中出现这么多困难，那是因为我爱你。所以呢，我必须训练你，我必须管教你，必须锻炼你。因为这样有些事情只有在你人生艰难的时候你才能学得到。
So verse 7 says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons, for what son is not disciplined by his father?
第七节说你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，要以儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
All right, God is treating us as sons and daughters, and every father takes his son and daughter and says, now don't do that. I want you to do this. You mustn't do that. You must do this. And he trains us.
所以呢，神呢待我们如同呢待儿子，因为每一个父母呢，他都会去管教他的儿子。他说你应该做这，你不应该做那。你应该做这，所以他是要训练你。
What would you think if you went to school and they just never taught you how to read?
所以呢，如果你到学校去，他们从来不教你怎么去阅读，怎么办？
And you'd go through life and people would say, read this, and you'd say, I can't read.
所以呢，进入你的人生以后呢，人家说把这个读给我听听，你说我不会读。
And they would say, well, didn't you go to school?
他们会说你上过学吗？
And you would say, oh yeah, I went to school, but my teacher, just he never taught me to read. He taught me to play games, but he just never taught me how to read.
也是，我是上过学的。但是我的老师从来没教过我阅读，他只是教我怎么去玩，他从来不教我阅读。
So you'd be very disappointed in your teacher.
你这样呢，你会对你的老师非常失望。
Now God is your father, and he's going to teach you those things that he knows you must learn and live.
因为神是你的老师，他就会教会你那些在你的人生中你必须学会必须对你有用的东西。
And some of them are going to be just as hard as learning how to read.
所以我们中间有些人呢都有阅读困难。
I think my father was very disappointed in me because as a boy, I didn't want to read.
所以呢我认为我的父亲对我非常失望，当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我不喜欢阅读。
He was a very avid reader when he was a boy. He couldn't understand why I didn't want to read.
所以呢，当他父亲是个小男孩时呢，他是一个非常流利的阅读者。他不理解为什么我是小孩时不能去阅读。
But he was patient with me, and he encouraged me, and my other teachers helped me, and I sort of learned how to read. I never learned how to read really well, but I learned a little bit about reading.
因为实际上呢，我父亲对我很有耐心，他就教我怎么阅读，然后还有其他的一些老师呢也教我阅读。所以尽管我到目前为止还不是阅读的很好，但是我学会了阅读。
Now that's the responsibility of the father to teach the children what they need to know.
所以这是一个父亲的责任，去教会他的孩子需要知道的东西。
Now verse 8, the logic of verse 8 is very hard, but it's very good.
所以呢，第八节的那个逻辑是很难的，但是非常好。
It says, if you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons.
第八节说呢，管教员是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
How do you know you're a true son or daughter of God?
你怎么知道你是神的真的儿子和或者是女儿呢？
Well, he leads you through difficulty, and he teaches you through difficulty, so that when you get to the other side, you will say, thank you, Lord.
所以呢，他把你从困难中带到对岸去，他在困难中教你，当你达到了彼岸的时候呢，你就会说感谢主。
And then verse 9 says, moreover, we all have had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live?
所以第九节继续说呢，再者，我们曾有肉身上的父母纠正我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况众人的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
And it's true, I respected my father when he said, no, Harold, you must not do that.
这个当然是真的，因为当我的父亲对我说， Harold, 你不能那么去做，当时呢，我是尊重他的。
How much more do I say to God, thank you, God, when you told me I must do that? Maybe he even had to give me a spanking to tell me that I must not do that.
因为这个呢，那么我要多么的去感激神呢？那神跟我说，孩儿，你不能那么去做。甚至呢，他让我不能那么去做的时候，甚至他打我的屁股的时候，我依然是感激他。
And then he says, verse 10, our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good.
第十节继续说呢，生身的父都是暂暂随己意管教我们。唯有万民的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份儿。
Sometimes our fathers discipline us foolishly, selfishly, or ignorantly.
所以有时候呢，我们的父母呢管教我们呢，他是粗暴的，他是自私的，甚至是无知的来管教我们。
Sometimes our teachers teach us things we never should learn.
有时候呢，我们老师教我们一些我们永远不应该去学的东西。
But God always teaches His children things that we must know, things that are for our good.
所以神呢，他永远是教我们那些事情我们必须学的，而且是为了我们得益处的。
And the ultimate reason at the end of that verse is so that we can share in His holiness.
所以最终的结果呢，也就是原因呢，是在这一节经文的结尾，使我们可以在他的圣洁上有份。
So somebody says to you, are you a child of God?
有些人说，你是神的孩子吗？
And you say, well, yes, I am. I was born again, you see, and I became a child of God.
所以你说是的，我已经重生了，你看到吗？我已经变成了神的孩子了。
Oh, they say, that's very nice. Well, are you like your father?
他们说说是，这个非常好。那你喜欢你的父亲吗？
Or you say, well, I would like to be like Jesus.
你说呢,我真的想像他。
And so they say, well, Jesus loved people. Do you love people?
他们说,主耶稣爱人,你爱人吗?
And you say, well, yeah, yes, I try to love people.
也是的,我试图去爱人。
And they say, well, Jesus was kind. Are you kind?
所以他们说,主耶稣非常友善,那你友善吗?
Well, yes, you say, I want to be kind.
所以你说呢,是,我想要友善。
And then they say to you, well, Jesus was loving and kind, but Jesus was a teacher. Do you teach people?
所以他们就说呢,主耶稣爱人,主耶稣友善,但主耶稣是个教师,你教人吗?
And you say, well, yes, I try to teach people. I teach my family. Try to teach other people when I can.
因为你说,是的,我也试图的。 去教别人,教我的家里的人,教那些我能教的人。
And then they say to you, well, Jesus was holy. Are you holy?
他们会说,主耶稣基督是圣洁的,那么你是圣洁的吗?
Oh, and you may say, oh dear, I'm not as holy as I should be.
你们说,哎呀,我可能... 不像我应该圣洁的那样圣洁。
And then you say, well, I should be holy. I know that. I should be holy.
你们说那我应该圣洁,我应该圣洁,我知道的。
Now, why is there a trial of faith in your life, in my life, in order that we share in Jesus' holiness?
所以为什么在我们的人生中有这么多的试炼呢？这就是呢，以便让我们在主耶稣基督的圣洁上有份儿。He
doesn't just want us to smile on the outside.
所以主耶稣基督只是，他不仅仅是让我们只是在外表上看着高兴。He
wants us to be holy on the inside. That's wonderful.
要我们在里面是圣洁的，这是很美。It
isn't so much wonderful that we should be. It's wonderful that we can be.
这不仅仅是说我们有多么的奇妙，我们应该是那样的奇妙，是我们可以那么奇妙。And
then verse 11. No discipline. No trial, no chastening seems pleasant at the time, but painful.
第11节说呢,凡是管教的这些试炼呢,都并不觉得快乐,而反而觉得愁苦。When
you're training for the Olympics, you have to go through some exercises, and sometimes those exercises are extremely painful.
所以有时候呢,你要参加奥林匹克比赛,有对你的有些训练,有时候那训练的是极度痛苦。Verse
11 again, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
第11节说,凡管教的是当时不觉快乐,反觉愁苦。后来,就让那经炼过的人结出平安的果子,就是义。I'm
reminded of the story of the farmer.
因为我一直在跟他讲这个一个农夫的故事。And
the story is, the farmer is like God, and I am like the soil.
所以呢,这个就是呢,那个农夫呢,就是像神,我就像那个种子。And
the farmer comes along and he takes out all the weeds and it hurts the soil.
所以呢,农场主来呢,把那个,所有的那些, 把那些草都拔掉，那就伤害了那个植物。
And then he takes out the rocks, and that hurts the soil.
所以他就呢把那些石头呢也从土壤里
And he comes with a plow, and he plows up the soil, and that hurts.
所以呢那个农夫呢又拿那个犁呢犁那个土地，所以这同样呢也是痛苦的。
And then he plants the crop, and that hurts as well.
然后呢他把那个植物呢作物种在土壤里，这也是也很痛苦的。
And then the wonderful crop comes, and the soil says, this is marvelous.
所以呢然后呢长出了很好的收成，然后那个土壤的就是这个是极其奇妙的。
Nevertheless, afterwards, what's it say here, these words? Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness. What a wonderful thing.
所以呢这个呢对后面讲的什么第十一节讲的后来秋为呢今天过的人就是平安的果子，这是一个多么
righteousness and peace, that's what's mentioned here.
所以这个果子是平安的果子，就是这里提到的。
But note, it is for those who have been trained by it.
因为这就是呢在所有的那些经过训练的人才能得到的。
Two kinds of people.
有两种不同的人。
One kind of people is those who go through these trials of faith. They're difficult, but they learn from them, and they're trained by them, and they get to enjoy the harvest.
所以呢，一类人呢，他们是经历过这些试炼，在这些试炼中呢，都被经过了训练。他们从中学到的东西，然后他们经过了这十年，所以他们得到了收成。
And there are those who are not trained by it.
所以那些呢，没有，那些痛苦没有被，他们没有，从中没有得到训练。
They have the same trouble, same trial, same difficulty, they just don't respond.
所以他们有同样的那些困难，有同样的那些试炼，但是呢，他们只是不做出反应。
Okay, so how do you respond? You live by faith, like Abraham did, like Abel and Enoch and all the others. We live by faith, and in the trial we live by faith, and the result is at the end we've been trained by it, and the great harvest of righteousness and peace is ours.
现在我们怎么样去应对那些困难的环境呢？我们就像是在亚伯拉罕那样，像亚伯拉罕、亚伯他们所有的人那样去做到的。我们去让那些苦难来训练我们。我们经历过这些，我们凭着信心度过这样的苦难，然后我们会得到极大的收获和收成。
Therefore, verse 12, strengthen your feeble arms and your weak knees.
第十二节说，所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来。
If you're going to keep going, you need to have strong knees.
所以呢，你要是要一直保持往前走呢，你必须会有一个强壮的腿。
If you want to get strong knees, what do you do?
你要有一个强壮的腿，你怎么做呢？
You go upstairs, downstairs, upstairs, downstairs, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. You do that often enough, you'll get strong knees.
那你就是上楼梯、下楼梯、上楼梯、下楼梯、上下、上下、上下、上下、上下。如果你做的足够多，你就会变得有一双很长的、很强的腿。
How do you get strong arms?
你怎么得到一个强壮的手臂呢？
You start doing something, and you lift and you work and you do and you work and after a while you get strong arms.
那你就做事情，你就做做做，一直做， 做了一段时间以后，你的手臂就会变得强壮。
Now, how do you become a strong Christian? How do you live a life of holiness? Why, you say, I just got to get stronger. I'm not strong like I should be. And so you start doing the things you should do, and you do them with rigor and repetition.
你实际上呢，你怎么变成一个强壮的基督徒呢？所以你就开始去做一些你应该做的事情，你不但是重复做，经常的去做。如果你一直这么做下去呢，你就会变成一个强壮的基督徒。
You know, I get excited when I come on Tuesday afternoon and I see a bunch of people willing to listen to the truth of God.
因为我经常就会感到非常兴奋，因为特星期二下午来呢，我看到你们这些人呢愿意来学习神的真理。
And I say to myself, what's going on in their lives? What's going on in their hearts?
我就说呢，他们的人生中发生了什么呢？在他们内心呢产生了什么呢？
And they're feeding on the truth of God. And they're thinking about the truth of God. And they're learning the truth of God. And each of you, by God's grace, are getting stronger.
因为你们是被神的话喂养，你们是思考神的话，你们去理解神的话，接着神的恩典呢，你们就会变得越来越强壮。
Stronger in the arms to do the work of God.
所以呢，在你们的手臂变得强壮，你们是做神的工。
Stronger in your legs to keep going when it's difficult.
所以呢，你的腿也变得会非常强壮。在你困难的时候，你有一双强壮的腿，能够保证你继续前行。
Some people say, but there's other things I could do on Tuesday afternoon. I know.
有些人说呢，在星期二下午，我完全可以去做点别的事儿。我说我理解。
But you say, I want strong knees. I want strong arms.I want to be disciplined by Jesus. I'm going to keep doing those things that will help me.
你说呢，我现在要有一双强壮的手臂，有一双强壮的腿，我要主耶稣基督来训练我，这样呢，我会变得非常强壮。
Now verse 13 says, make level paths for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather be healed.
第十三节说，也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不至于歪脚，反得痊愈。
That's a very interesting picture.
这是一个非常有趣的一个画面。
Make straight paths. It's pretty easy to walk a straight path.
你把道路修直了，在一个直的道路上行走是非常容易的。
It's hard to walk a meandering path.
所以呢，在一个非常弯弯曲曲的路上走是非常难的。
It's easy to walk a straight path.
因为在一个直的路上走是非常容易的。
It's hard to walk a bumpy path.
你在这个凹凸不平的路上走是非常难的。
And so each Christian makes a straight path for his life.
所以每一个基督徒呢，把自己人生里的道路修直。
A straight path is usually simpler than a complicated path.
所以一个直的道路呢，通常比一个复杂的道路呢要简单。
And my objective in my life has been to make a straight path so pretty much people know where I am, what I'm doing at any time.
所以在我的人生中呢，我的目标呢就是把我的人生的路修直，所以呢人们都知道我在哪里，我在干什么。
And some people might say to me, Harold, Your path is just a little bit boring.
所以呢，有时候呢，有些人会跟我说， 那Herbert，你知道吗？ 你的路， 你的人生路有点无聊。
You go to the breaking of bread every Sunday morning, and you've done that all your life.
所以呢，你每个星期天早上你都去领圣餐， 在你整个一生中你都那么做。
Our mother and father took us to the breaking of bread when we were very little children.
因为他们的父母呢，在他还是个小孩的时候，就带他们去领圣餐。
And now that we're very old, we still go to the breaking of bread every Sunday morning.
因为呢，现在呢，他们已经变得非常老了，他们呢，仍然每天早上都去领圣餐。
Well, we do that because we want to live a straight path.
我们那么做的时候呢，我们要活出一个简单直的路。
Now we didn't always have to do that, you know.
所以呢，你我们知道，你知道我们必须那么去做。
And when I bought my boat, I used to say, Harold, if you didn't go to the breaking of bread on Sunday morning, you could go out in the sunshine on your boat and you could relax and catch a fish. It would be lots of fun.
有时候呢，当我买了我那艘小船以后呢，我就跟Harold说，我说Harold，你知道吗？你完全可以不去一领圣餐。不过这个时候，你用这个时间，把你的船开出去钓鱼，那这比这有趣的多了。And
I used to say, Harold, going to play on your boat is not a straight path for other people to follow or for you to follow.
所以呢，有时候呢，我就说呢，Harold，你去把你的船开出去，这不是一条容易的路，就是说你自己去跟随，也是别人去跟随。So
I had to make level paths for my feet for two reasons.
所以呢，我必须呢，要给我的脚做一个东西，有两个原因。
Number one, so that I would not fall off the path.
所以呢，第一呢，我不会在那个路上跌倒。
Okay, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Harold, you could fall off the path. If you don't make a straight path, Harold, you'll get lost.
所以呢，这个是瘸子不至于转您的路。所以呢，Harold，如果你不去这把你的路修直，你会跌倒的，你会迷失的。And
then Harold, if you don't make a straight path, the person who's following you, he's going to get lost.
所以呢，Harold，如果你不修直一条路，让那后面的人跟着你的话，他们也会迷失的。And
so I look at the great men of faith. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and I say, they made straight paths, I'm going to follow them.
因为我就想呢，看到那些有极大信心的人，像亚伯拉罕呐、亚伯他们，我说他们把路修直了，所以我要跟随他们。If
I'm going to lead people, and every one of us are leading somebody,
因为如果我要领导一些人，就是因为我们每个人都会领导某一个人。If
I'm going to lead, the other people are going to follow. If I lead the wrong way, they're all going to go the wrong way.
所以如果我要是领路的话呢，其他的人呢要跟着我走的话，如果领错了路，他们会全部都走错路。The
Lord Jesus Christ used a simple story one day.
所以呢，有一天呢，主耶稣基督讲了一个很简单的故事。
He said, what happens if a blind man leads a blind man?
他说，如果一个瞎子领着瞎子会怎么样？
Okay, and the answer is, they'll both end up in the ditch.
所以呢，答案是他们两个都会掉到坑里去。
Would you remember that the person following you is probably pretty blind?
要记住，在你后面跟随你的人呢，有可能是瞎眼的。
You lead a straight path, so that as he follows you, he'll be on the path.
所以你带着他们走直路，因为如果他跟着你呢，他们也会走在直路上。
Steve Biggs, Lorna's father, used to preach this line.
现在Steve Biggs 是Lorna的父亲，在讲这样一句话。
He said, at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, I have got to do the right thing.
他说呢，在16届福音教会里，我必须做正确的事。
So that people following me 100 years from now will still be going in the right direction.
所以呢，就算是现在跟随我的人，在100年以后，100年以后，仍然走在正的路上。
Now that's what we've tried to do for the last 75 years.
这就是他们在另外75年里一直在试图去做的事情。
And I think that some of those men who were in fellowship in the assembly 75 years ago, if they were to come back, they'd be pretty disappointed. And they'd say, Harold, you're not doing things as well as we used to, you know.
我认为那个75年之前，如果在这个16届教会跟我们一起团契的人，他回来呢，他会。 非常失望，他说 Harold 你做的没我们以前做的好。So
I say, Lord, would you please help me today? Would you please help us today to make straight paths so that we're going in the right direction, even though we might be wrong, straighten us out, and may others follow us in the right direction.
那实际上呢，我就跟主说，主啊，求你帮助我，帮助我们。 把这个路修直，修直让我们走在直的路上。尽管有些人，他不那么看，但是呢，我们这条直的路呢，要让那些跟随我们的人以后一直走在这条直路上。Now,
if you make straight paths for your feet, verse number 13 says two things will happen.
所以呢，你如果把你的道路修直的话，第13节说那样两件事会发生。
Number one, you and others will not be going off to the side and getting lost.
第一个呢，你和其他的人不会走到路边去，走迷路了。But
number two, if you're on a straight path, others can follow you onto the straight path and they can be healed.
第二个呢，就是说，如果你走在直的路上，那些 其他的跟随你走在直路上的那些人呢，他们可以得医治。Oh,
you say that's marvelous. That's what I would like.
你说这个是太好了，这就是我想要的。How
do you lead a straight path? You live the life of faith. The just shall live by faith. Keep on looking unto Jesus.
你怎么在修直你的路呢？你就是因。 因着信心而活，一人因信而活，所以要一直仰望主耶稣。So,
if you wanted to know the straight path, you would look back into the earlier verses of chapter 12, and then 11, and 10, and 9, and 8.
现在你要是怎么去修直你的路呢？你可以往回看，看到第12节、第11节、第10节、第9节、第8节。
And remember the issue in Hebrews is, do we go back to the old ways or do we follow Jesus?
大家记住希伯来人的问题呢，就是他们是回到过去呢，还是跟随主耶稣呢？
And the great temptation in your life and my life is to go back to the old ways rather than continuing to follow Jesus.
所以呢，在你我的人生中呢，也是这样一个大的问题，就是我们回到我们的过去呢，还是跟随主耶稣呢？ 还是我们继续跟随着主耶稣呢？
Okay, so the theme that's been going through my mind so much in the last few weeks in this context and others is this, a little hymn that Norma and I used to sing a few years ago.
前面一段时间呢，在我和我的脑子里一直想着这么一个小小的赞美诗，就是Norma和她以前经常唱的。
It says, don't turn around to the things you've left behind.
就是说呢，不要回到你甩在你身后的罪那里去。
All those bridges you've burned, don't try to find.
所以呢，你烧过的所有的桥梁，不要尝试再找到。
Set your face like a flint and walk right on to the promised land.
所以呢，把你的信心就像一颗闪火石一样，一直走到应许之地。
Don't turn around to the things you've left behind.
你不要回到你甩到后面的罪里。
At the cross, you, what's the next word? At the cross, you,
were converted.
Yeah, at the cross, you did something and were converted. We can't remember the word. But at the cross, you knelt and were converted.
所以呢，一直要在那个你被转变的那个十字架上。
Jesus saved your soul that happy day.
主耶稣基督救了你的灵魂在那个欢乐的一天。
And now that you have left the broad road,
你现在呢，你已经离开了那条宽路。
Never turn away from the narrow way.
永远不要转离那条窄路。
That's the big issue in Hebrews.
这是在希伯来人里面的一个大的问题。
The big issue in our life is keep on going on the straight path.
因为在我们的人生的大问题呢，就是我们要一直保持在那个直的路上行走。
How do you do that?
怎么那么去做呢？
Well, that's what the next verses say. Here's one thing you do. Verse 14. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy.
这就是下一节说的。第十四节说，你们要追求与众人和睦，要追求圣洁。
Okay, if you're going to be on the straight path, then you make every effort to be at peace with every other brother and sister that you have, and all the others too.
那你如果走在那条直道上，那你要是竭力的保持与你周围的弟兄姊妹们和其他的人的和睦，要与他们保持和睦。
You got any enemies?
你有敌人？
Well, if you have, you go straighten it out. Make your enemy your friend.
除非呢，你不走那条直路，你要走那条直路呢，就把你的敌人变成你的朋友。
Live at peace with all men.
所以与众人和睦。
Okay? And be holy.
要追求圣洁。
Is holiness important?
圣洁是重要的吗？
How important?
有多重要呢？
Well, verse 14 ends, without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
这就是四节结尾说，人非圣洁，没人能见主。
Okay, is there sin in your life?
在你的人生中有罪吗？
Get rid of it.
你呢，改掉它。
You can't carry the Lord in one hand and sin in the other.
你不可能一手跟着主，一手去犯罪。
And if your conscience says, you shouldn't do that, you know.
如果你的良心说呢，你知道吗？你不能那么去做。
Then don't do it.
那么就不要做。
Just say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. I repent. That is wrong. I'm not going to do that.
你说呢，我不会再这么做了。那是错的。我已经悔改了。我不会再就那么做了。
And maybe there's something you know you should do.
那有些事情呢，你也许你知道你不应该去做。
Then go ahead and do it.
因为你知道你该做的事情你就去做。
Don't put it off. Do it.
不要把它放在一边，就去做。
Okay, that's this marvelous book of Hebrews.
这就是希伯来书的一些非常奇妙的东西。
What was it that so many of these Hebrews did?
所以这些希伯来人他们做了些什么呢？
Well, like Peter and James and John and Paul, they said, we are going to follow the Lord Jesus.
你就像彼得、雅各了、保罗一样的，他们说我们会一直跟着主耶稣。
They believed like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以他们相信亚伯拉罕、以撒还有雅各。
They followed the Lord with zeal.
他们呢跟随着神为带着热情。
They made straight paths for their feet.
他们把他们的信心的道路修直。
And countless multitudes followed them.
所以呢无数的人来跟随着他们。
All right, verse 15 says,See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many.
第十五节说又要谨慎恐怕有人失了神的恩恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们因此叫众人沾染污秽。
All right, make sure.That the grace of God that is offered to you, that you accept.
确保那个神给你提供的恩典你要接受。
It's something like the story of the man who didn't have any money.
所以这个呢跟有一个人呢他没有钱有点相似。
And he's hungry.
他饿了。
And somebody says to him, why don't you have any money?
所以有些人跟他说呢，你为什么没有钱了呢？
And he puts his hand in his pockets and he says, I'm so sorry, I don't have any money.
然后他把手伸到他的口袋里说，对不起，我一分钱都没有。
And the other man says to him, well, what about your bank account?
另外一个人跟他说呢，那你的银行呢？你呢
？He says, I don't really believe in bank accounts.
他说我不相信银行。
So they go together to the bank, and they find out that he's got lots of money in the bank.
然后呢，他就来到银行呢，他发现他的银行账户里有很多钱。
His grandmother died, left him lots of money.She put it in the bank, or her lawyer put it in the bank, and he just left it there. It was all there, and he was hungry.
因为他的那个祖母死了，然后给他留了一大笔钱呢，他给祖母的律师呢，把那些放到他的银行里，他的银行里有一大笔存款，但是他却在挨饿。
And so the verse says, don't fail.Of the grace of God. God's got grace for you. Take it. God says, I will help you. Get going. God says, I will be with you. You do it. Don't fail. Don't forget the grace of God.
所以呢，这个经文说呢，不要失去了神的恩典。就是说呢，神的恩典在那里，你就去接受。你去，当你去做事的时候呢，神会和你在一起，神会帮助你，所以你要去接受神的恩典，不要失去了神的恩典。
It's like the man who's taking a long walk in the winter.
就像一个人在冬天呢，他走了很长的路。
So if you were going to take a long walk in the winter, what's the first thing you would do?
如果你在冬天要走很长一段路，你第一件你要做的事是什么？
Okay, you'd go to the cupboard and put your overcoat on.
因为你就到你的柜子里把你的那个外套拿出来。
A lot of people take a long walk in life. They don't go to the grace of God cupboard to get his help before they go.
所以很多人呢他们走在他们的人生里走很长的路，但是呢，他们却不去拿到神的恩典，把他们自己遮盖上，在他们不这么做之前，他们已经上路。
God has got a whole closet full of grace for us for the long walk. Go in, get what you need, and then you can go for the long walk. Take the grace of God by faith.Take it and enjoy the long walk.
因为神呢，在他有一整柜子的所有恩典在那准备好了给你，所以呢，你要做一个长的旅途之前呢，你走到神的那里去拿你想要所有拿的东西。这神的恩典呢，是够你用的。你拿到你需要的神的恩典的时候呢，然后再开始一段。长途的旅行。
See to it that no man misses the grace of God. Don't you miss out on any aspect of the grace of God. You need it. It's wonderful. Take it by faith like the men of faith did.
所以呢，实际上呢，你不要失去神的恩典，就是说呢，你就直接上前去拿着，就是因着信心。就像那些有信心的人那样去接受神的恩典。
Well, I hope that encourages you. Our time is gone. We'll pick it up at the next verse next week. But frankly, I get excited about this.
Amen.
所以呢，我希望这些能够鼓励到大家。所以呢，时间也到了，我们下个星期呢，再来继续讲，因为我已经为这些感到很兴奋。
These are wonderful promises.
这是一些非常奇妙的应许。
And frankly, I enjoyed the blessings of them for the last gazillion years.
所以呢，坦率地讲呢，在我前面的很多的人生里，我已经呢，享受了神给我们的赐福。
By the grace, I'm going to keep on believing it so that I can enjoy it into the years that God gives me ahead.
所以呢，我非常的享受神给我的这些恩典，所以呢，我一直信神，信神呢，我就一直会享受神在我前面为我预备好的那些年份。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for your promise.
主啊，我们要为您的应许献上感恩。
You said, the just shall live by faith.
您说呢，义人因信而活。
Lord, that's what we want. We want to live by faith in such a way that we really live.
主啊，这就是我们想要的。我们要我们要有这样的信心，就是我们真的是那样去活的。
Deliver us from turning from thee in the difficulties of life.
所以呢，把我们从那个在我们人生困难时候转离你那里救出来。
May we instead, by faith, cling close to the Savior.
所以呢，取代的是呢，我们因着信心呢，从呢我们的救主那里得到了穿戴。
Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name.
所以求你帮助我们，我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Thank you all. May the Lord bless us all. May we